Yeah, another exciting challenge for me, Oisin. Yeah, this is my ninth World Under 20 Championships. The first one I was officiating as a team manager was in 1998 in Nantes in France. And while we only have eight athletes this year, this is probably the second smallest team, because that time we were over in France, we only had six athletes. But here, all the other teams have been up in the tens and twenties. Considering that we have only eight this year, it's a challenge. It's a long journey. It's two flights. It's two long haul flights, and it's temperatures of 28 and 29 and 30 degrees given for the week of the championship from the 1st to the 6th of August. It will be a challenge for young athletes that have never, for want of a better word, experienced that climate before, and indeed the travel. It's a great experience for kids of 17, 18, and 19 to be able to get on an aeroplane in Dublin and land out in Cali and Colombia and compete at a world championships and home again. It's great. We in Tampere, the last, well, not the last world championships, but the previous world championships that we were at, in terms of an Irish team, we had 32 athletes. This time we had 14 qualifiers, but between not showing form and being injured, we've the team has been reduced to eight athletes. And it's an experience for them, and that, I mean, that's what it's really all about, bringing them on. I remember Mark English being at the World Juniors in Barcelona in 2012 when he finished fourth in the 800 meters. That's the level. That's where you need to be. I also remember Sarah Lavin, Louise Shanahan, who's racing tonight in the 800 as well in the heats. Them girls and boys all come through World Juniors, European Under 23s, and I've had the pleasure of working with them over them years. And it's nice to see them progress to a world level at senior level.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. That's what we provide, this facility for all those young athletes to develop from there.
Yeah. And one of those athletes that we're talking about, of course, is Tyr Connell's Lucy McGlynn, who put in a huge runs recently in the 100 metre and 400 metre hurdles. She's part of that Irish team, and that experience is going to be valuable for her.
Yes, and when you consider that Lucy is probably one of the, she probably is actually the youngest member of that team. She's 17 years and 6 months or 7 months, whatever. That's an experience you'll get. She'll be junior next year again for European Junior Championships. And indeed, she'll be junior in 2 years' time for the next World Under 20 Junior Championships. So, this is where you get the experience. This is where you learn, and this is where you develop. And she's been racing very well. I mean, she's set Donegal records at 400-metre hurdles, at 100-metre hurdles, and indeed on the flat 400 this year already. So, she's one of the athletes that is coming through, developing, and her coach, Eamon Harvey, and her mother and father, who have worked with them all down the years. It's great for them and great for Tyr Connell Athletic Club to have someone there at a world championship level as well. And, she's going to go out there. She has her 400-metre hurdles on Tuesday morning and developing into the final on Thursday afternoon. She will do the 100-metre hurdles on Friday and Saturday. So, it's going to be a great experience, because she's definitely going to get two races at a world championship, maybe four, if things go to plan for her. And that's where we are, and that's what you do. It is fairly significant that of the eight athletes that are going out to the world championships next week, we're flying out on Wednesday. We're given 4 days to acclimatise and start competing on the 1st of August. Four of them are actually from Ulster, Northern Ireland. And on the support team, three of the four support members are from Ulster as well. So to me, that gives me, it's nice to know people. And it's also nice to see that we in the Northwest, and indeed in the north of Ireland, are producing the athletes that are going to major championships. And it's the same thing out at the moment in Oregon. We have three or four Ulster athletes right there.
Yeah. And just finally as well, we have to mention Sean Gallagher. He's going to be an official for the race walks out at the Worlds.
Yes, Sean's going out on. He's going out a couple of days later than us because he just needs to be there for the weekend following for the Walks Championships, and he's going to be a walk judge official out there. And again, this is not his first, for want of a better word, his first recce. He's been there before. He's been to Taiwan to the World University Games as a judge, and he's been at major championships. And last year he was out in Tallinn at the World or European Under 23 Championship. So he's been there, and it's great experience again for Donegal, another member of the Donegal fraternity that is producing the goods and continuing to work at national and world level.